Welcome to a special bonus episode of Family TV Uncovered. Today, I'll be diving into the life of a true hero, someone who wore the iconic cape on screen and embodied it off screen in ways you might not expect. Christopher Reeve, the man who brought Superman to life, didn't just fight for truth, justice on the big screen. He fought for his own life after a life-changing accident in 1995 that left him a quadriplegic. His resilience, bravery, and advocacy for those living with paralysis make him a hero in every sense of the word. Stick around as we explore his incredible journey, unbreakable spirit, and how he became a real-life symbol of hope. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on this special bonus episode, my first bonus episode, on a topic I can talk and talk and talk about. So I wanted to talk more about Christopher Reeve, and for those of you that are unfamiliar with him, I couldn't not talk about him, but I didn't want to bog down the actual Superman episode with this more in-depth. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with his story, on May 27th of 1995, Christopher Reeve was paralyzed from the neck down, a quadriplegic, during a horse jumping competition. He landed straight on his head like a hammer to a nail with all his weight. He's like a 6 foot something man, like 200 and some odd pounds, smacked onto his head. His hands, unfortunately, got tangled in the bridle and prevented him from using his hands to brace himself to break his fall. His neck was broken between the C1 and C2 vertebrae, and he literally almost died there in Culpeper, Virginia. This was a very historical moment for me because as a big, huge Superman fan and a Christopher Reeve fan, I was just heartbroken when I heard of this. And just like how many people know where they were when 9/11 happened, or for the older generation when JFK was shot and so on, I remember exactly where I was on May 27th of 1995 when I heard the news of Christopher Reeve. I was actually at a Bible study at a church friend's home with other people when we were enjoying our cake and refreshments afterwards and watching the news. And I remember when it came on and I was so heartbroken and cried. I was just praying and praying to God that Chris would not die. The media coverage was crazy. Every news station was breaking news with Christopher Reeve, with Superman being paralyzed. It was all over the newspapers. And I remember I just wanted to be there for him, like so many other of his fans just wanted to be there with him and encourage him and pray for his family as well. Eventually they did, because the media was actually in front of the hospital where he was. Many fans like myself sent flowers to that hospital. That hospital was lined with flowers and mementos of encouragement, of prayer. I just remember seeing all the flowers everywhere and just hoping and praying my flowers were somewhere there that I had sent. Nobody wanted to see Superman paralyzed. It was just a thought you couldn't imagine. It's like he's Superman. He can't be paralyzed. And it just, in retrospect, shows you just how cruel life can be, how fragile life is, and how life can change in an instant. He was an avid horseback rider. It's not like it was his first ride. He knew exactly what he was doing. He'd been horse riding for a long time. He also was a scuba diver. He sailed boats. He had sailed around across the Atlantic. He was a pilot. He flew his own planes. He played sports with his children, and he was a pianist too. He loved to play the piano. These are all things that I don't think many people know that Christopher Reeve did. He was a very active person, and now he was bedridden, possibly for the rest of his life, which we did end up learning eventually that he was going to be permanently paralyzed. So eventually he was transferred to a physical rehab place in New Jersey at the Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation is what I believe it was called. And that's where he stayed for a while, going through physical therapy with his family. And I just remember his wife, Dana, beautiful, beautiful woman, really being tested with the wedding vows in sickness and in health. Their world was just turned upside down. Sometime during this early season of his life, or the early season of his new life being paralyzed, I remember listening on the radio station, they were having like a poetry night, original poetry night, and they were asking listeners if they had any original poetry to call into the station and read your poem on the air. So I had actually written a poem in school, in high school. I was a freshman. I actually wrote a poem about Christopher Reeve, and I read it now and it sounds a little off. I don't want to say corny because I was only 14, but I guess some people might think it sounds corny, but it's just, you can totally see I was really focused on rhyming. But anyways, I read it on the air and I remember the DJ said that she wanted me to send it to her because they were going to try to get in touch with Christopher Reeve's team and somehow get my poem to Christopher Reeve. The DJ was just so, was awed by my creativity and my love for Christopher Reeve at the time. So I'm going to share my little poem that I wrote. I titled it A Superman. Remember, I did say it was going to sound maybe a little cheesy. You can tell that I was trying to rhyme. So just take that into consideration. Christopher Reeve, though an actor, he had tried his very best, and that's a factor. His love for drama made him a star. He has the strength of the Brahma, as his career went very far. He made lots of movies, 9 to be exact, during a 10-year period, and that's a fact. When he got married, he had a son. Although he has 2 other children, he knew life could still be fun. On Memorial Day of this past year, he had a tragic accident that left his family in a fear that he may never walk again. The tabloids of all the other Supermans, though doubtful at first, how they've all been hurt by what is called the Superman curse. When his outlook had looked very slim, he had thought of suicide one day. We couldn't believe it at first that he would want to end his life that way. The love and support from his family and friends, he knew he couldn't fail because he realized the importance of all his mail. He got better and better as time went on. He knew that very soon his paralyzation soon would be gone. His family and friends, because we cared so much, we kept him in our prayers because we love him a whole bunch. His spirit never dies. He had hit a strife as he lives on every day, realizing he is fighting for his life. He has so much faith as God continues to heal him. I know he will walk again, for his life will not dim. Yep, I can. I haven't read this in decades, so it's pretty interesting and makes me laugh a little bit. How I wrote this a long time ago. But as you can tell, I was really a big fan of his, and this was my way of showing my faith in his healing. And I don't know, I felt inspired to write this poem. I don't know how else to explain it. And I bought all the People magazines, all the Time, all the magazines that had anything Christopher Reeve on it, I bought it. So I have a ton of memorabilia. Like I had said in the Superman episode, I have so much Superman memorabilia. It's crazy, but it's mainly all Christopher Reeve stuff. Christopher Reeve posters, or not posters, Christopher Reeve headshots. And like I said, the People magazines of him. I had stacks of VHS tapes with all the recordings of every single appearance he ever made on the news, interviews, updates on his health, appearances, his first appearance at the Oscars like 6 months later, 7 months later. And there was a 2020 special that I had also that you can watch for free on YouTube. And I'll link that in the show notes because it's an awesome watch to watch him and Dana in their interview and hearing from them firsthand. I had so much stuff, videos on him. And it was my little time capsule of his journey from his journey of paralysis. Eventually, he became a fighter for paralysis and for research to help find a cure for paralysis. He was determined to find a cure and to walk again. Sadly, that never happened during his lifetime as he passed away on October 10th of 2004, just 9 years after his accident. But during that time, he had created originally it was called the Christopher Reeve Foundation, and then later was renamed the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, which now is actually, originally it began as the Christopher Reeve Foundation, but it later was changed to the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation after Dana's untimely death just a year after Chris's death, which left their son, Will, an orphan, basically. So he lost both of his parents by the age of, I believe he was 14 or 13. Can you imagine that, being 13 and first you lose your dad, and then just like within a year, you lose your mom to lung cancer? And she never even smoked either. She wasn't a smoker. So that was always a mystery of how she contracted lung cancer when she wasn't even a smoker. So Will was only three when Chris was paralyzed. And so he really only knew his dad as, I don't know how many memories he has of his dad before the accident, but it was just very heartbreaking for Will. I felt so bad for him when I heard that. And anyways, Christopher also made appearances, like I said, on the Oscars. He made an appearance on the TV show Smallville, which was another kind of a Superman show. Chris made an appearance, a special appearance, on an episode of Smallville. He was also in a movie called Rear Window, which was a remake, I believe, of a Hitchcock classic called Rear Window. And he also directed a movie called The Brooke Ellison Story, which is a beautiful story about a little girl that was paralyzed at the age of 8, I believe, or 9, named Brooke Ellison. And that's also a powerful movie to watch that I'll talk about on another episode of the podcast. But Chris did a lot. And I remember I wrote a couple of times to him and sent it to the foundation. I remember I got a letter back that was signed by him. I don't think it was actually signed by him, but it was nice when I was 15 years old, 16 years old, getting a letter from the foundation. I wear my little Superman jewelry proudly. I have a Superman keychain. I have a Superman army tags. And I was ecstatic when the biopic came out of Christopher Reeve called Superman that came out last year in September. And if you haven't watched it, I highly encourage you to watch it as well, because you will see firsthand stuff that was never shown before. There was a lot of stuff, clips and interviews that were used in the biopic that I had on VHS, which I don't have them anymore because I threw away all my VHS tapes to try to declutter my home. But a lot of those clips that were used in the biopic, I had already known about or I had recorded. But you see interviews of his three children now talking about the memories and going really personal and showing photographs and talking about their experience growing up with their dad. And it's very touching and emotional. To top off my Superman memorabilia collection, my oldest son found a theater that actually had the movie poster available, and I got the poster for free. So I have the Superman, the Christopher Reeve story movie poster, framed and on my wall in my home. And I remember when some people that saw the poster knew who he was, and others were just like in amazement. And especially some of the women employees are like, "That's a good picture of him. He was a handsome man." And I go, "Of course he was. I mean, so many women I know, I don't know anybody who didn't have a crush on the man when he was popular, including myself, even though I was a young girl. But even as an older girl, I mean, he was just a handsome man and portrayed Superman in a way that no one else can ever portray Superman ever again. But if you're interested, yeah, if you watch Superman, you'll hear more from his children, Will, who was the youngest, and Alexandra, and the oldest, Matthew. They really tell some really nice stories, and you hear more about Chris's life. I've read his biography. He wrote his own biography, Superman, that I received as a high school graduation present, along with the audio version of the book. I also have his second book, Nothing's Impossible. So I've read his books and just so much stuff. But anyways, I just wanted to spend this time and do a little tribute episode to Christopher Reeve, my all-time hero. I thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining me on this special bonus episode of Family TV Uncovered. Christopher Reeve's story is one of incredible courage and determination, reminding us that true heroism goes far beyond what we see on the screen. His legacy of hope and perseverance continues to inspire, and I hope his journey has touched your heart as much as it has mine. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to share it with those who would appreciate this powerful story. And don't forget to tune in next time for more family-friendly content that shapes our lives. Until then, take care and keep believing in the heroes all around us.